CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag shoot portion. And tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform through Zulu, but before we do that, we'll recognize pre-net check-ins, Echolink stations, and brand new amateur radio operators. So starting off with the pre-net check-ins, we have K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest. KG4PFI Don, bringing with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. N4JRB, that's James in Greer. KQ4NSX, that's Raymond in Traveler's Rest. KQ4NHV, that's Danny in Greenville. KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville. KQ4JSK, that's Kim in East Asheville. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. AA4GH, that's Gus. And where is Gus? Okay, we're going to say Portagunda, Florida, because it doesn't have anything listed there for location. KM4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And K4HNR, that's Connor, and he is in Greenville. Appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in capability. That's what it's there for. We do have an Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Net control. Again, Kilo, Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. That's here in Berea. Negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4YHY. That's Jim. Sounding good over Echolink tonight from Berea. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators, that have never checked into a net before, are not quite sure what the protocol is, would like to check into the net? Just throw your call sign out there and I will do the rest. Okay, we'll give a 10-second pause there. We must not have any, so hopefully we'll have some more coming shortly there. I know there's training classes as well as testing classes, so we should be getting some new amateur radio operators anytime. Let's see, tonight is Friday night, so we're going to begin with Uniform through Zulu, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in QO4X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Good evening, unit 1 on net.
DJW. In Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steven Inman. And I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. Again, Kilo, Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike, KJ4WZM. Daniel, Northrop Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative, but thank you for calling the net tonight, Dave. 73.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4XV. That is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. You sounded good as usual. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KN4VWA, that's Steve in Edmond. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're having a good start to your weekend. And KJ4WZM, that's Daniel in Traveler's Rest, who used to be a Friday night net control operator. Maybe we'll get him back again one day. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Daniel. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Do we have any other stations in the Uniform through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative, 73 to all.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4WTQ. Greg, sounding good from Greer this evening, Greg. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Okay, we're going to bump it on up to the Alpha through Delta group, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
4DJW. Evening, sir. Please check in. November 4, Alpha Hotel, Oscar. N4AHO, Doug and Walhalla. Negative and negative, 73.
4DJW. If please check in November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. Just check me in and out, 73.
Okay, there's a good start to the net tonight. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW. That is Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. They're all located in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello, and we do appreciate you being with us on this Friday night. And N4AHO, that's Doug, coming in from Walhalla this evening. You sounding good, Doug. We do appreciate you being here. And N4ASW, that's Tony. I wondered where you were, Tony, in Asheville. Kim checked in on the pre-net check-in, and Tony's checking in here on RF. Good to have you with us tonight. Tell Kim we said hello, and we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, Tony. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, we've got another Echolink station. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Dave, this is W4 November Golf Uniform. Phil in Greenville tonight. Negative and negative, and I'll sign off Echo Link and go back to my walkie-talkie. I'm monitoring the rest of the net. Have a good evening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4NGU, that's Phil, in Greenville this evening, signing in with Echo Link and listening with the handheld. Good to have you with us tonight, Phil. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, we'll go ahead and move it on up to the Echo through Hotel group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Dave.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Good to hear some of those old voices on the radio tonight, Dave. Just check me negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. You're sounding good as usual, Patrick. Appreciate you being here and hope you have a wonderful weekend. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. You're sounding good too, Harry. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Yes, it is good to hear the calls that you haven't heard in a while back on the radio again. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that means we can bump it on up to the India through Lima group, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James from Furnace Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and this is where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Okay, got your recheck. I'll be right back in just a second. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Being on that mountain is doing it for you, James. It's sounding good. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Recheck, go ahead.
So my wife said that she actually encourages me to pick this net back up on Friday night. The only problem, though, is every once in a while there will be a screaming baby in the background.
That's not an issue. Everybody, just about everybody on here has raised babies. So there's a whole lot more who have raised babies than have not. So everybody, that won't bother anybody, Daniel.
Main thing is I got to re-solder a connection on the antenna, and I need to get some more coax because mine has water damage.
Okay, well, you let me know when you're ready. I know Rusty's talking about taking it too, so you guys might have to split it. I don't know. We'll find out. But, yeah, you let me know whenever you're ready, and we'll work out the details. Appreciate that, Daniel.
Back over to you, KJ4WZN.
Well, there you go, Harry. Mention that like we're in cahoots. Oh, we got another Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge TV Internet. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW in the net. This is KG4PFJ Josh in Simpsonville checking in. Negative, negative. You're fast.
Okay, I'm not fast. I just happened to be looking there when you popped in there. The log scrolls and it catches my eye. And talking about hearing old hams that haven't been on here in quite a while, Josh is one of the hams from way back, from the back in the 2000 single digit, 2000, 0, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that kind of time. So at least that's as far back as I go. Net Control, like to recognize KG4PFJ. That is Josh, and he is in Easley. Is that right? Do I have that location right, Josh?
No, I'm in Simpsonville now, KG4PFJ.
Okay, I didn't know, so I do need to update my log. Okay, good. I have it updated now. KG4PFJ, Josh in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Josh. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening, and hope we hear more of you on here in the future. Hint, hint. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
24DJW. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. We'll be in and out tonight. Everyone have a good evening. And be so thankful for this beautiful day. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry. He's bringing him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. And yes, Larry, it was a beautiful day today. That's what I was telling my wife when she got home from work. It was a great day. Today was a really, really good day. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Tell Donna we said hello and hope you have a wonderful weekend. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. It's Matthew here, WW4JET, Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. Hope you're about Table Rock. Negative, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WW4JET. That's Matthew in Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend, and we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. One last call, India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, this brings us to the next to the patient group. That's the Mike through Papa group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville. I'll be hanging around till you get the roll call.
W4DJW. In Kilo, Quebec 4, November Lima uniform. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and I appreciate you calling the net. Thank you.
Okay, there's a good group. Net Control, like to recognize K4OIM. That's Walt over in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope your weekend's getting off to a great start. And W4NTQ, that's Eddie over in Simpsonville. And people, Eddie is 99 years old. It is our pleasure to have you on our net tonight. Eddie, we do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to log in with us and say hello on the net this evening. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And KQ4NLU, that's Ken in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. You're sounding good. And do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. We do have another EchoLink station. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, we lost that EchoLink station. He disconnected. No, he's coming back. Let's see if he tries it again. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave, and the net. Please check in, N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, and I am in Lancaster, Pennsylvania tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Dave.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize N4ZLK. That is Shane. He is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Shane, be careful out there on the four or this 18 wheels or however how many wheels you have. Appreciate you taking the time checking in with us this evening and hope you have a wonderful weekend and stay safe. Do you have any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra. This is Robert in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4OAS. That's Robert in Piedmont. You're sounding good, Robert. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. One last call, Mike through Papa. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that brings us to the patient group for Friday night. That is the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
And W4DJW. Patience, my foot. Good evening, Dave. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Dave and Amy, and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Again, KC4SKD, Larry. KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. And I would also like to check in my brother by telephone relay. His call is November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. That's Randall in Asheville, North Carolina. Hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima. All KO4QLG, this is Chris from Liberty. And we'll be negative and negative. Hello, Dom.
Hello, Chris.
JW. Dave, this is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD, Bob down here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. And 73 to everyone on the net tonight.
DJW. K4QDU, Quebec Delta Uniform. My name's Randy. I'm from Blue Ridge. And my wife, KE4IWX, Kilo Echo 4, India, Whiskey, X-ray. Her name is Sandra. You can check us both in and out.
DJW. Net Control, please check in. Long lost Robert, KD4SRR, that's Kilo Delta 4. Sierra Romeo Romeo down here in Clinton tonight at his now favorite place again, the QT along the four lane. I'll be negative and negative, and we're glad you're here, Dave, and happy Groundhog Day to all of y'all folks that
Okay, the patient group was a very patient group. There was a lot of people in it. Net Control would like to recognize N0TR. That is Tom and Greer. He's a neighbor of mine, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from me. Thomas Bernice said, hello, Tom. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope your weekend is getting off to a good start. Our other Friday night Net Control operator, that is KC4SKD, Larry, bring with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda, and N9TEC, that's Randall in Asheville. Randall's in Asheville, and Rhonda and Larry are in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello and hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. KO4QLG, that is Chris over in Liberty. You're sounding good as usual, Chris. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. AA1RD, that's Bob down in Piedmont. You're sounding great, Bob. Appreciate you being here this evening. Hope your weekend gets off to a great start. And K4QDU, that is Randy and Greer, and he is bringing with him KE4IWX. That's Miss Sander. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Miss Sander we said hello, and I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, too. And KD4SRR, that's long-lost Robert. He's down in Clinton. he comes over here every now and then, not near as often as he used to, but good to have you with us tonight, Robert. Hope your weekend it gets off to a wonderful, wonderful start. Do we have any other stations? Let's go ahead. All the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z2. Hey, if you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the internet, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. And Dave, by the way, I did talk to my buddy Kenwood, and they're going to announce probably the Z-Mobile is probably going to be announced in, I think it's August at the Tokyo Ham Fair. Hope everyone has a good evening.
Okay, the first station that checked in before Jerry, you're way, way, way down on the white noise. So if you're on a handheld, look at your signal strength meter right now while I'm talking and move it around till you find the highest signal. And then try that again and take a deep breath before you do it and really pump some audio into it because you were below the white noise. I thought I recognized it at first, but then I think I heard Seneca in there, and that's not the one that I was thinking it was. So we'd really like to get you checked in. Net Control would like to recognize N4DJC, that is Jerry over in Anderson. And Jerry, I did send them an email, and they said that radio that we're talking about wouldn't be out till 2025. So I guess that's what the announcement is going to be in August. But I will keep my ears and eyes open, and you do too. And if they change that, let me know. We did come up with a plan D until plan A can be executed with that radio. But anyway, Jerry, we appreciate you keeping an eye out for that. And we do have another EchoLink station. Let's let that EchoLink station go, and then we'll try to get that other station that was really weak. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, reading Dave. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Dave, to yourself on the net. No traffic and no rag to you this evening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA, that's Stephen sounding good from Greenwood this evening over EchoLink. Good to have you with us tonight, Stephen, and we do appreciate you having or checking in with us this evening, and hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend. The station that was really low on the audio, you want to try it one more time? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, I didn't have anything. If anybody else was able to pull that guy out of this white noise and wants to relay them in, feel free to do that as well. We do have another EchoLink station. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, that EchoLink station is the EchoLink station that was trying to check in with really low audio, and that is KG4ZLX. KG4ZLX, and that is Neil in Seneca. Appreciate you jumping in there via text message, Neil. Sorry I couldn't pull you out, but maybe move around next time or hunt around to try to get a little bit better signal in. You were bringing the repeater up, and you were holding it up. We just didn't have much audio at all. So appreciate you your persistence, Neil, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. One last call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. One more. This is Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4RLW. Richard and Grayville, no traffic, no round table. Good evening to you.
Charlie 4 Alpha X-ray Yankee, Earl in Greenwood. Just check me in and out, Dave.
Richard, we always have room for one more. We can go all night long if we can always get one more. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Richard in Greenville. You're sounding good as usual, Richard. We do appreciate you being with us this evening and hope your weekend's getting off to a great start. KC4AXY, that's Earl, sounding good from Greenwood tonight, Earl. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in as well. and hope your weekend gets going really, really good as well. One last call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, nothing heard. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we would have begun the rag chew portion if we would have had rag chewers, but we don't have any rag chewers. So, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
C4XY.
Go ahead, Earl.
Having a ham fest again.
Probably not. One of the problems we ran into is conflicts on the day that we used to have, and we were the low man on the totem pole with the vendors. Couldn't get very many vendors at all because it just wasn't worth they wanted us to guarantee them a certain amount of profit, and we just couldn't do that. So vendors started dropping off a lot, and, you know, then recovery from COVID really hasn't happened yet. So we're looking at, instead of doing the ham fest, we're looking at doing something different called a radio rally. And a radio rally is, it's got ham fest qualities, it's got fox hunt qualities, it's got all kinds of different things mixed together. Training stations, stations set up where you can learn how to build an antenna and actually get hands-on practice at building antennas. And maybe the antennas that get built go into a club inventory so that new amateur radio operators that come out can get an antenna and get on the air quick and fast, right? So you learn how to build antennas, and new amateur radio operators benefit from that because they can buy them cheaper and get on the air quicker. So that's the new thing. Ben Pauly is KO4ZEW. You might listen out for him. Ben Pauly, he's the one that's setting up the very first radio rally for this spring. And we're going to do, and there will be a boneyard at the radio rallies too. So if you want to bring something, sell it. If you want to cruise the boneyard and buy something, it'll be kind of like a ham fest. But we don't have to guarantee profits to a vendor that way. And we get to do a lot of other things other than, and you know, some of the, like the Shelby Ham Fest, they did all kind of special things anyway. Right? So we're actually doing the kind of stuff they're doing. We're just not doing, we're just not calling it a ham fest. We're calling it a radio rally. Does that help, Earl?
Yes, appreciate it, Casey.
Okay, Earl, and I do appreciate you asking, because if you're curious about it, chances are there's other people that are curious about it as well. And it gives us the opportunity to put it out there and let people know that it's coming around the corner. Appreciate it, Earl. You have a wonderful weekend. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
Good evening, Dave. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Dave. Had one quick question if you have time. Over.
Okay, Mike, Net Control Act Recognize, AK4HR. That's Mike. He's our one of our Saturday night Net Control operators. So do be sure and stop by. I think it's going to be tomorrow night. Mike is going to be running the net. Absolutely, it is going to be Mike. So be sure and stop back by tomorrow night and check in with Mike and give him typer's cramp. appreciate you being with us tonight. Mike, and go ahead with your question.
I have been trying to link up an Echolink node, and I just wanted to make sure that capability exists. We should just have to key in the DTMF tone for the remote node, correct?
Followed by the carriage return. And the carriage return on this repeater, that's one very important piece of information that everybody, they try to use a star, and that's not a carriage return. They try to not put anything in there, and that's not a carriage return. You have to hit the pound sign, the hash key. So you type in the node number, and you hit the hash key, and that will connect you to that node. Now, when you do that, a lot of people, the first thing they do, okay, it connected, now I'm going to talk. You don't want to do that. When it connects, you want to listen, because there could be a QSO going on that other node that you connected to. And I know you probably know this already, Mike, but I'm just saying it so that other people that are listening to this can, because I messed up myself. I first time I did it, I was all excited. I punched in the node number. I hit the pound sign. It dialed up that other one, and I immediately started talking, and I interrupted their conversation, and that was very, very rude of me. So just throwing that out there so that everybody knows about it. But, yes, you punch in the code, the number, the numeric value for the node number for the Echolink station you want this repeater to connect to, and then you hit the carriage return, which is the pound sign, the hashtag, or what, you know, it's got a lot of different names. That makes sense, Mike?
Does it definitely? It makes sense why I was having a problem, because I was just typing in the DTMF code or the node number and not following it up. And then to disconnect is just 73 with the pound sign. Is that correct?
I think you can just hit the pound sign, but maybe it is 73 in pound. I have to look that up. I think you're right. I think it is. Yeah, I stand corrected. I think it is 73 pound, and that'll disconnect you. But the pound, if the 73 doesn't do it, the pound sign will do it, right? So 73 pound, and you should be getting out of there. But we can test that sometime if you want to.
Appreciate it. Like I say, I tried a couple of times with my HT, and I know occasionally with my HT, I don't get a clear enough signal into the repeater sometimes where the DTMF tone is red. But I thought I did it correctly, but obviously I wasn't doing it. But I will try again, and I'll let you know the results, probably on tomorrow's net. But, Dave, I appreciate it, sir. I'll go ahead and return the frequency back over to you and let you close out the net. Great to hear you. Appreciate everything you do for the good of the net. And like you say, I'll be calling the net tomorrow night, so definitely would like some folks to come back and check in with me. But, Dave, good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again. 73, do you want everyone on that?
All right, Mike, and do appreciate you throwing that out there. I do try to put that out there every chance I get, and that gives me another chance, so that's appreciated that you asked that question. Do we have any? One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, so nothing heard. Do be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where AK4HR, Mike, who you just heard, will be calling the net tomorrow night. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. He runs a really good net. Please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
KWKJ4WZM.
Hello, Daniel.
What radio were y'all talking about coming out soon?
The radio rally?
Wrong. I thought that y'all had said something about a radio coming out in 2025 or something. So it was a radio rally you were talking about?
Oh, no, that was what I was talking to N4DJC Jerry about. So he's got a Kenwood contact. So as you know, Kenwood no longer manufactures the TMV-71A, which was arguably the best 2-meter, 70-centimeter rig ever made. Because the reason I say that is because you can program anything on it remotely. It has a port and it lets you in, and I've hunted high and low and I can't find any other radio that does that. The TMD710 does that as well, but the 710, you know, it can cost twice as much easy. If you get the GPS and all that stuff in it, it can cost three times as much as the 71A. So they don't make them anymore. And we were wanting to use those as our core of our repeater, our next repeater build, which will have either three or four of them in there. It started out two, then it got to three, and now we're up to four radios and a single repeater. But that's for good calls. But anyway, they don't make them anymore, so I got with Ken to find out when Kenwood was going to build the replacement for it because they quit manufacturing it. And he told me tonight that they're going to announce that in August at a ham convention or something like that. So that is the Kenwood TMV-71A replacement by Kenwood will be announced then. I did contact Kenwood, and they said it won't be coming out until 2025. Does that answer the question, Daniel?
Is that going to be a completely analog radio as well, or is that one going to start having digital capabilities? I'm kind of curious when all that's going to start kicking in.
So that radio, I don't know if Kenwood will ever do that or not. And that digital radio Mondale or digital mobile radio, right, either one of them, right, it's evolving. It's evolving quickly. So, and one of the things that the open source community is doing is building a way that you can add that to a repeater. And the repeater doesn't care what protocol that they're using. It can be using Fusion, it can be using D-Star, it can be using any of the other ones. The repeater will be able to figure out what that is and convert it to a common one that, and then send it back out to the nodes that need whatever it is that they need. So if you connect with a node that's on D-Star, then it'll translate D-Star into analog, and everybody will be able to hear you, and you'll be able to hear everybody else likewise with Fusion and all that stuff. So our plan is to use that software that actually nullifies their proprietary protocol, right? It sends it to a hub, and the hub changes it to analog so that everybody can talk to everybody, and it's no longer you got to pay for this, you got to pay for a license to use this chip.
Started coming out, and people were starting to get their hands on that stuff. I bought one of the first radios that came out. It was an Anytone radio. I'm actually talking on a much newer version of basically the same thing. I have two of those things. But I was curious if it was starting to develop or not, and if people were picking up on it. So that's good to know. Maybe over the next 10 years, those things will get different as far as the way radio is set up. And with the digital versus analog side of things, would it be possible for us to run a digital machine on exactly the same frequency as a 610 analog machine, but digital?
So that's their target. That's their target goal, is to be able to interpret what comes in, send it to a common hub, to speak a common business language. Right? Your business language is the same, regardless of whether you came in on Fusion or D-Star or any of the other ones, and then what goes out, right? So you have a receive, and that's what comes in on the input frequency, and then you have a transmit that goes out, and what goes out to in a format that can be read by everybody, right? And those most of the time, if they'll most of those will do analog or digital, so you can receive it on digital. You can send it in on digital and receive it on analog, and then everybody else could receive it on analog. But then if somebody logged into the repeater with digital, then it would get translated to analog and go out over the RF, and then analog would come back in and get translated back to digital and go back out to the digital radios. And that would work when you pull up a talk group, for example, or you go to a different city and you key up in a certain, you've got an ID for a user's group, and it figures out you're in that city, and when somebody calls you, it can call you from that city, rather than the city that you're normally in. All of that would still work the same way it works. It would just work seamlessly across all the different proprietary protocols.
Now, that would be amazing. That also would make it so that those little hubs that you can buy from Bridgecom and other places, I can't remember the term for them, kind of like those digital gateways that do VoIP. You can use your HT out in California and talk somewhere in South Carolina or anywhere else in the United States. So somebody could be talking off the 610 machine just off of one of those. That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the reason we're not buying a Fusion machine, or we're not buying a D-Star machine, or not picking one. We're picking all. And we're using the SVX protocol, which it's an underlying. It's got a underlying SpeakX protocol that it uses, and that's what goes VoIP over the internet, because it compresses really, really good, and it uncompresses without a whole lot of CPU on the other end to uncompress. So that's we're using the same one they're using. They're adding the talk groups. Well, they've already got them added. They're debugging the talk groups now and making sure it works really good. And then when we get the new prototype repeater up there, that'll be one of the capabilities that'll come with a loadable module, is what they call that. So you can, when you do send in Fusion, it'll load the Fusion module. When you do send in D-Star, it'll load the D-Star module. So because you get more than just audio with digital, you also get data. So anyway, I'm glad you asked about that, Daniel. That's good information for everybody to know. That's around the corner, and we're going to take advantage of that.
Awesome. This radio, like I mentioned, will do both analog and digital, but that would be super, super helpful. That's amazing. I actually had no idea that was in the works at all. Not technology-wise, certainly not on this machine. That's really neat. And that's, I'm excited about it. Very neat opportunity there. That'll be a big help.
Okay, well, we have a club meeting coming up Monday. That's the first Monday of the month, and Monday is the 5th. So if you can make it, you can make it virtually, or you can make it in person at the Red Cross on 940 Grove Road, or you can do the virtual thing. It's, the link never changes, so if you've ever done it before, it'll be the same link. But if you want to hear more about it, Johnny's going to be talking about it and doing questions and answers at the club meeting Monday night.
Thanks for letting me know about it. I'll definitely be trying to keep up with that.
All right, Daniel, anything else?
Last thing that I need to do is figure out where to get some coax from, other than going to the wire man. I can go to the wire man, but that's it. That's about the only thing keeping me off the radio right now.
All right, well, let me know if there's anything I can do to help out. Would like to get you back on the net control rotation as soon as possible, as soon as it's okay with you. But I'm not gonna force you to go faster than your rate, but just let me know when you're ready.
Sounds good. Yep, all I need is some coax, and then I should be good to go. I've got solder, and I can go ahead and fix my antenna connection. But that's all I'm missing is some coax. So if you have a few extra feet, that would help. But if you don't, I'll go buy some from the wireman or whoever else I can find that's got some and get my stuff situated again. I need to redo a mobile antenna for my vehicle as well.
Well, mine's all stretched out across the attic upstairs, going to all kinds of different antennas. So I don't have any spare. I just have to do the same thing you do, just run up to the wire man as soon as I need some and grab some. But we'll look forward to hearing you as net control operator in the near term. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. KJ4WZM, W4DJW, I'll be clear after you.
W4DJW, KJ4WZM, I'll be clear as well.